from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
How many updates to Fletcher Building want to give the world that's bad news?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. So yeah, bringing it back home because I mean, overnight share markets have rallied. Oil has tanked. What Middle East problem, Mike?
Exactly.
What was that Middle East problem? Anyway, bringing it back home. Fletcher Building. Yeah, a lot going on under the hood at Fletcher's. They held an investor day yesterday. Look, a fair chunk of what's happening has already been disclosed to the market, but we got a lot more detail. We got a lot more commentary released yesterday. And look, Fletcher Building's important for the share market. It's a big. It's an important company in New Zealand. The share price at the end of the day did fall 11 cents. It's now below $3 again, so it's still a tough hold for shareholders. But what have we got at Fletcher's? We've got new CEO, new board chair, Peter Crowley. The board has been refreshed. The executive team looks like it's got some new faces in there. They are clearing the decks now, we hope, in terms of provisions and impairments. There's a bunch of legacy issues there, and they're not inconsequential issues. But in the presentation yesterday, Mike, they released a lot of stuff. One comment stood out for me, which said, lessons have been learnt. So this does seem to be, we hope, an authentic self-review or strategic review. Looking forward, they're describing this as sort of a turnaround story. They're talking of a simplified business going forward, focusing on manufacturing and distribution of building products and materials. They're not going to pay any dividends until they meet a prescribed debt target, which is quite a wide range, $400 million to $900 million. They're a long way above that at the moment. But yes, yesterday, total significant items to be announced as part of the financial year 25 results are expected to be between $573 and $781 million. Big numbers. We just, Mike, we look forward to the day when we get a Fletcher Building result that doesn't have impairments and provisions.
Correct.
Yeah, there's a lot of information released yesterday. We're going to have to work through all that. Look, it's been a battle. There are still questions around the construction division and what happens there. But, Mike, let's have glass half full here. They've now got a clear plan. We just need to see evidence that it is being executed.
Well, let's talk about a glass overflowing. Let's talk about you for a moment. And I cannot tell you how excited I am for you personally, because you're one of the nicest guys in the world and you deserve this. Also, Shaw and Partners, who have bought you, you can explain this, but Shaw and Partners sponsor F1. They sponsor Feeney and Will Brown, the 888s, and anyone who's into supercars is a winner in my book.
There you go. Yes, so yes, it's always hard talking about yourself, isn't it? But yes, we're going to have a name change, Mike. Not immediately, but at some point we will change our name to Shaw and Partners. We announced yesterday that Investment Services Group, which is the holding company that owns JMI Wealth, and by way of disclosure, I am a director and a shareholder there. We've sold 75% of that business to Shaw and Partners. They're preeminent investment advice and wealth management fund in Australia, and they have a presence there. They've got Trans-Tasman ambitions, which have now been realised. They're a boutique investment firm. They're owned by Global Financial Group, EFG International. They're Swiss-based, listed on the Swiss Exchange. They've got all the resources and scope behind there. That business is about $330 billion worth of assets under management. Shaw and Partners, $35 billion of assets under management. The addition of ISG, that'll take that over $40 billion. Look, Mike, it's an absolutely wonderful fit for JMI Wealth. We were very keen to ensure that we had continuity for all of our staff. That was really important. Continuity of all the senior staff, sort of business as usual for our clients, just with sort of more oomph in the background. It's not a private equity transaction. Everybody is in this for the long term. We're all invigorated. We're all energized. It's a new name into the New Zealand investment and financial market landscape. Yes, but you're absolutely right, Mike. Key observers, those keen-eyed observers will recognize the brand. It's on the supercars, the Red Bull team. Manly Sea Eagles, that's going to make the Warriors Sea Eagles game sort of a little bit more spicy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Nutrigrain, heavily involved in giving back to the community. We hope to replicate that here. Look, it's sad to see the JMI Wealth name retired, but change is good, Mike.
Change is good.
And we'll continue to do what we've always done, which is deliver quality advice to our clients, putting their interests first with a long-term view. What is it, Mike? It's investing for generations.
Well, warmest congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You deserve it. What are the numbers?
Well, gosh, everything is good. Sea of green, except for one little exception, which I'll get to. So the Dow Jones is up 506 points. 43,088, 1.19% gain there. The S&P 500, it's challenging all-time highs, 6,096, up 71 points, 1.18%. And the Nasdaq soaring, 19,924, up 293 points, 1.5%. The FTSE 100 just gained 1, 8,758. The Nikkei was up 1.1%, 436 points, 38,791. Shanghai Composite up over 1%, 3,420. The Aussies rallied almost 1%, 8,555 the close there, except the poor old NZX 50, which fell 0.5%, 12,467. Kiwis recovered, 0.6024 against the US, 0.9253 Aussie, 0.5179 Euro, 0.4417 pounds, 87.14 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,321. And check this out.
Here we go. Bring it on.
Brent crude, $67.
Love it.
There you go.
You'll be able to get on and purchase that new Velar now that you were telling me.
There you go. There I'm looking forward to
Don't
that.
Go for the P-Hep. Nice to see you. Andrew Callaghan, jmrwealth.co.nz.